Watch, 89 Pastors Call for Day of Prayer and Appreciation for Police. By Amy Furr on June 22, 2021. A group of clergy members in Ohio recently called on citizens to join them for a day of prayer and appreciation for their local police and sheriff's department. Pastors from 89 separate congregations in Richland County held a press conference and issued a proclamation for law enforcement, which they each signed, CBN News reported Tuesday, adding the event took place June 13. The proclamation read, in part, "Therefore, be it resolved, as leading clergymen from 89 congregations across Richland County, Ohio, we regret the negativity and malice toward those police officers who bravely serve and protect our families. We formally call citizens, especially Christians, to join millions across the nation to recognize the Day of Prayer and Appreciation for Local Law Enforcement on Sunday, June 13, 2021 by standing in solidarity through prayer, doing acts of charity toward those wearing the badge, publicly advocating on behalf of our local law enforcement, and promoting a career in this noble profession." Frontlines Ohio shared video footage of the press conference outside Mansfield City Hall and said 14 of the congregations raised $5,000 for the County Sheriff's Department and Police Departments in Mansfield, Ontario, Lexington, Belleville, and Butler. Pastor Hank Webb of Belmont Community Church spoke at the event along with other pastors as they stood with law enforcement officers. "We are here to honor the brave men and women that serve law enforcement to seek the divine assistance of God Almighty. We are also here to demonstrate that there's more that unites us than divides us," Webb said. Richland County Sheriff Steve Sheldon expressed his gratitude to the pastors and reminded everyone their cruisers have "In God We Trust" emblems on them. "We know that we got a lot of problems in this community, but we know that God is greater than any problem we have," he said. Breitbart News reported in May that 73% of Americans believe crime is higher under President Joe Biden than it was under former President Donald Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, the outlet said on June 1 that 1 year after the Defund the Police movement picked up steam following George Floyd's death, leaders in U.S. cities began walking back plans to cut police budgets because of surging crime across the nation.